This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Do you know where that puppy in the pet store came from? Thursday on Cincinnati Edition, we'll be talking about this, that Ohio is one of the worst states for puppy mills, and now there's a new effort to crack down on these high-volume dog breeders accused of keeping animals in deplorable conditions. We'd like to hear from you. Have you had any experiences with a pet store or a dog breeder? Email talk at WVXU.org, or call ahead and leave us a recorded message at 513-419-7113, and tune in Thursday. About 3 million people have signed up for health insurance for 2018 through the healthcare.gov marketplace since open enrollment began November 1st, but many experts fear that millions of people are not aware of this year's shortened open enrollment period and could miss the opportunity to buy insurance for next year. The last day to enroll for coverage is December 15th. Joining us with advice on how to navigate the process of enrolling in the health insurance marketplace and finding an insurance plan that best suits your needs is Outreach and Enrollment Coordinator and Specialist with the Cincinnati Health Department, Angela Robinson. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Angela, thank you for being here today. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So explain to us, what is the health insurance marketplace?
So the health insurance marketplace is where people can go to get affordable health care coverage to cover them for the next year at least for health. And if you don't have health insurance, if you're self-employed or for whatever reason you don't have job coverage, that coverage is available.
So you're eligible to go on that site.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eligible. But we always encourage people, and that's why I'm excited to be here. There are so many wonderful local resources of people that you can contact to get person one-on-one assistance in navigating the site and figuring out what's best for you.
Right, because it can be an online
process. It's an
online process.
You're
probably going to have questions while you're doing this.
You have questions about the coverage, about how to complete the application. All of those things. And so we always encourage people who are available. It's free. They're not, you know, they are independent, so they're not promoting any particular company or plan. They're just there to help you navigate and select what's best for you.
And what are some of those resources?
So let me give you some of those resources. So in Ohio, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. There's lots of different people that are available. Hamilton County, of course, myself at the health department, I'm at 513-564-2273. You can also call the United Way at 211 and give them your neighborhood or zip code, and they can connect you to a resource that's close to you. But if you'd like to call me at 513-564-2273, I'd be happy to connect you with somebody in Hamilton County or some of our outlying counties. For people in Kentucky, you can dial Margie at the Community Action Agency at 859-655-2988. And in Indiana, you can contact Jennifer at 812-913-3987.
And if you would leave those phone numbers with us, because I'm sure we're going to have people who will ask questions about, what are the phone numbers again?
I missed them.
So, yeah, we'll want to have those on our website.
Yes.
How many people are aware that the period has been shortened this year? Do you think that's not...
Not nearly as many as we need to know, because most people feel like they have through the end of January to enroll in the coverage, because that's been the history for the last few years. And so what we don't want to happen is on December the 16th, you wake up and say, oh, I need my health insurance coverage. It's time for me to enroll.
I need to get on healthcare.gov.
On healthcare.gov, or I didn't respond to the notice. If I'm already on health insurance, I haven't had an opportunity to review what I already have, and it's too late until the next open enrollment period next year. And so we really appreciate you allowing us to be here to get the word out so that people are alerted that December the 15th is the absolute.
That's it.
That is it. We doubt there will be any extensions, so it's really important to connect with someone. And if you call us, you know, allow us just an opportunity to get back with you, and I promise that the local resources will get back with you.
Why was it shortened?
Well, that's part of the ACA and how it goes and, you know, the law. And so we just work with what we have. And so trying to communicate the importance of just not waiting. I think we all are so used to waiting until at least to the end of December, if not through the end of January. And that December 15th date is such an odd date to have to be ready to make your decisions and to, you know, it's right in the middle of all of our holiday seasons and it kind of sometimes gets put on the back burner. So any opportunity we have to just kind of remind people, and if it's not you that needs the coverage, and you know, maybe there's a family member or a friend, just kind of ask them, have you, you know, talked to anybody about your health insurance?
And with all the political debate back and forth that's been going on about the ACA, do you find that some people just, they're not even aware the ACA still exists?
There are some that are not aware that it doesn't exist. A lot of people said, oh, I thought that went away, you know, mm-hmm. last year. No, it's still the mandate. It's still the law of the land. And for now, you need to have health coverage just for yourself, just to protect yourself. Anything can happen. And you just want to make sure that you have the health insurance that you need just to protect yourself.
Let's talk to Tyra. Good afternoon. Hi, Tyra. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm very interested. I'm glad you're having this conversation. How do you understand when you buy a plan, how do you understand the full costs that are associated with that plan? And just for a quick example, I had a PPO, thought I was paying the gold amount or whatever the top tier. And still, when I went to my doctor, I still had exorbitant costs associated with my plan outside of the copay. How do you explain that?
Right. So there's a co-insurance, your copays, all different types of terminology that goes along with it. And that's what a local assister can help you with. They can help you to understand those out-of-pocket costs that are additional that most people don't even realize. What we always look at is, okay, how much is the premium? And that's all we focus on. We don't focus on what that co-insurance amount is or what that total out-of-pocket cost is. And so any local assister can help you with that.
Now, are there special circumstances that would allow someone to sign up outside of the open enrollment period?
Yes, there are. So what we call those are, that's called a special enrollment period. So if you have, you lose your coverage because maybe you've changed jobs and your new company doesn't offer insurance, or you lose your job, heaven forsake, and you lose your coverage, you get married, someone dies, you have a birth, those kinds of things, those create what we call special enrollment periods. And you have up to 60 days from the time that happens to enroll into the ACA with that special enrollment period. And the same local people who can help you with enrollment through the open enrollment period can also help you with those special enrollment periods. It's really important that you remember the time period that you have for that, because it only creates, like I said, up to 60 days. And then after that, you have to wait until open enrollment again next fall.
How many different plans are available in our
area?
There
are about 50 different plans available throughout Ohio. And so it's really important. And that's the reason that I can't stress enough talking to someone locally, because there are 50 different plans, 50 different premiums, the cost sharing, the out-of-pocket, all of that varies. And so what we help support a person to do is to find what works for them best. What, not just for, you know, the premium, but is your doctor on your plan? Is the cost sharing going to be something that you're, you know, that you can take care of, or the out-of-pocket costs more than anything, the out-of-pocket costs? And so a local person can help you with that.
We got a question from Heather, who lives in Northern Kentucky. Now, she used to live in Ohio, and her doctors are all in Ohio. So is there any reciprocity for plans to pay for docs in other states?
That's one of the things that she'll have to call the physician's office for here in Ohio and just ask, what Kentucky plans through the marketplace do you accept? And that's what I always stress, is looking at the website is nice, calling the insurance company is nice, but I always tell people to call the doctor's office. And because we have that close distance between Northern Kentucky and Ohio, more than likely, depends, I can't really specifically say, so I just call your doctor's office and make sure that they know that you live in Kentucky. And you can even give them the plan ID number that you have. And they can tell you, yes, we accept that. Or they can tell you, no, we don't accept that, but this is what we do accept.
Key things to keep in mind, though, the December 15th date,
Yes.
And there are plenty of resources to help out with this.
Plenty of resources. Plenty. I may not be the person that you need to talk to, but if you'd like to start with me, I'd be more than happy to get you to the resources within the community. They're all throughout Hamilton County and Butler County and Warren, up to Dayton. I mean, we can help you anywhere.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Outreach and Enrollment Coordinator and Specialist with the Cincinnati Health Department, Angela Robinson. Next up, having that frank discussion with teenagers about substance abuse. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.